Girivano Dori. Jai Radha Madhava Kunjavihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavihari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivanu Dari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivanu Dari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janna Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janna Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivanu Dari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivanu Dari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janna Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janna Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Prayavajakacharya Asatara Satashishimad. His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Kota Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Prem se gaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Go Gopinath Shyamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Shri Vrindavandam Ki Jai. Shri Mayapur Navidam Ki Jai. Gangamaya Ki Jai, Jamunamaya Ki Jai, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai, Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai, Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Gau Premanandi, all glories to Samadvotis, all glories to Samadvotis, all glories to Samadvotis, all glories to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning we're going to read the good news. Now all over the world they have the morning news, right? And it's all bad news all over the world. But here we're going to hear the good news from the Srimad Bhagavatam. And I have other good news for you. Last year we distributed 8,500,000 books. About 500,000 more than the year before. So that's a good sign. And I recently heard that we now have the Arabic Bhagavad Gita available. So last year, thousands and thousands of people were getting Arabic books, Chinese books. Now we're getting all these books in different languages, and people are taking them. And now, I don't know if many of you know, but we have mantra cards now in many different languages that devotees are using. And I think Vaisheshika Prabhu, he told me that they recently in Puri, yeah, they had a yatra there. They did over 5,000 books. And they were just using these mantra cards. They'd give them the card and that was it. People would take books. It was amazing. So many wonderful things are happening around the world. So we're going to read this morning from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 7, text number 44. So we're going to go backwards a little bit. We were in Chapter 8, but this verse is so important that I think it'd be a good thing to discuss. Tapyante loka tapena sadhava prayaso jana parama radhanam tad di purushas yakilatmana tapyante loka tapena sadhava prayasojana paramaratanam taddi purusas yat hilatmanaha tapyante lokatapena sadhava prayasojana paramaratanam taddi purusasya kilatmanaha. Others want to chant? Just happen. Paramaradhanam taddi. Purusas yaki latmanaha. Purusas yaki latmanaha. Sadhava Kaya Sojana. Bruce's Yakilat Manaha. Sadhava Kaya Sojana. Matajis. Tapyante, voluntarily suffering. Lokata pena, because of the suffering of people in general. Sadhava, saintly persons. Prayasa, almost always. Jana, such persons. Parama aradhanam, the topmost method of worshipping. Tat, that activity. He, indeed, Purushasya, of the Supreme Person. Akila Atmana, who was the Supersoul of everyone. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. It is said that great personalities almost always accept voluntary suffering because of the suffering of people in general. This is considered the highest method of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present in everyone's heart. Purport. Here is an explanation of how those engaged in activities for the welfare of others are very quickly recognized by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita 18:68 and 69, Yaidang paramanguyang madbhakte suvadhasyati nachasman tasman manushesu kashyan me priyakritama. One who preaches the message of Bhagavad Gita to my devotees is most dear to me. No one can excel him in satisfying me by worship. There are different kinds of welfare activities in this material world. But the supreme welfare activity is the spreading of Krishna consciousness. Other welfare activities cannot be effective, for the laws of nature and the results of karma cannot be checked. It is by destiny or the laws of karma that one must suffer or enjoy. For instance, if one is given a court order, he must accept it, whether it brings suffering or profit. Similarly, everyone is under obligations to karma and its reactions. No one can change this. Therefore, the Shastra says, Tashyaiva heto prayate tu kovido na labhyate tad brahmatam uparyada. One should endeavor for that which is never obtained by wandering up and down the universe as a result of the reactions of karma. What is that? One should endeavor to become Krishna conscious. If one tries to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, he should be understood to be performing the best welfare activity. The Lord is automatically very pleased with him. If the Lord is pleased with him, what is left for him to achieve? If one has been recognized by the Lord, even if he does not ask the Lord for anything, the Lord, who is within everyone, supplies him whatever he wants. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Tesam nityabha yuktanam yogakshemi vahamyaham. Again, as stated here, tapyante lukatapena salavo prayasojana. The best welfare activity is raising people to the platform of Krishna consciousness. Since the conditioned souls are suffering only for want of Krishna consciousness, the Lord himself also comes to mitigate the suffering of humanity. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujamyaham paritranaya sadhanang vinasaya chuduskutam dharma singstarpanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself to deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion. I invent myself millennium after millennium. All the Shastras conclude, therefore, that spreading Krishna consciousness is the best welfare activity in the world. Because of the ultimate benefit this bestows upon people in general, the Lord very quickly recognizes such service performed by a devotee. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om jnana tamarandasya gyananjana salakaya chakshuram militam jena tasmai sri gurave namaha mukuram kuchalachalam pangulam haikhetrim yat kripa tadaham vande sri gurum dinataranam vancha kalpachyubhyascha kripa sindubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivasati Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This verse is spoken by Sukadeva Goswami in relation to Lord Shiva. Because, you know, this mountain was being churned and this poison came out. No one knew what to do. So, the thought came, approach Lord Shiva. So the demigods, they approached Lord Shiva. Not only the demigods, but the Lord himself approached Lord Shiva to help in this regard. And it's natural that when one understands that he's a servant, then he wants to do what the master asks. And Lord Shiva is Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu. So he's the greatest servant of Krishna. So he wanted to do what the master wanted, which is to take this poison. Then his name became Nalini Kanta, he who has the blue line there. So he wanted to follow the order of his master Krishna. So Krishna also wants to spread Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada was on a walk with some devotees, and Srila Prabhupada asked the devotees, what is Krishna's plan? And one devotee said, for everyone to go back home, back to Godhead, Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada said, thank you very much. Yes, this is the plan of the Lord. And I was just reading recently in a purport. Prabhupada said, the whole purpose of the universe is for people to get an opportunity to understand what is the goal of life. And that goal of life is going back home, back to Godhead. So this is the purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement. And therefore Srila Prabhupada emphasized so much the importance of distributing these books. He even went to the extent of writing a letter to one devotee, and he said, our only motto in Krishna consciousness is to read and distribute books. This should be our only motto, to read and distribute books. Because if we distribute books, of course, this is wonderful, but if we don't read, then you're not going to be inspired. So therefore he said this should be our motto, our only motto, he said, in Krishna consciousness, to read and distribute books. And this is the mood, of course, of the acharyas. Of course, the latest acharyas, you know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sent that Life and Precepts of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to McGill University, ironically, in 1896, the day or the year that Srila Prabhupada appeared. When Prabhupada visited Montreal, one devotee went to McGill University and he saw that book is still there. And he checked it out and he brought it back and said, Prabhupada, look, the book is still there that Bhaktivinoda Thakur sent to McGill University. And Prabhupada said, very nice. Now, why did you check it out? Put it back. You know, give people an opportunity to hear this. So, of course, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was so much into book distribution that in one of the temples, the printing press was in the temple room. And he knew that when the deity hears the machine of the printing press going, it'll be like music to the ears of the Lord, because he knows the message is being sent out to the people. And therefore he called it the Brihat Mardanga. And it's interesting that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur coined that phrase, Brihat Mardanga, because at that time there wasn't so much international travel. But you fast forward in the airports in America, we were distributing books in all the airports in America. And millions of books were going all over the world. So I was thinking about, when I was distributing books in the airport, I was thinking what a perfect phrase that is, the Brihat Mardanga, the big Mardanga. You know, people get the books in Miami airport and then they go to another country and they read and they become devotees. They chant Hare Krishna. It's the big Mardanga. Here we can hear the Mardanga from maybe a block or two away. But the Bhagavad Gita, the Srimad Bhagavatam, and the other books that we distribute, people are getting them and they're becoming devotees in other countries. Last year I was in Norway and one devotee came to me and he said, I got a book from you 15 years ago in the Los Angeles airport. And from that book, I became a devotee. He became a book distributor. And so so this is happening all over the world. You know, now it's really an international travel scene going on. People are getting books all over the world and becoming devotees from reading the books. You know, people, of course, Hari Nam is wonderful. But people hear the holy name and they don't know. Quite often, people will go to the devotee and say, what is this about? What are you saying? People don't know. But when they get a book, they get to hear the holy name and why they're hearing the holy name. Just like myself, I got a Bhagavad Gita from a library. I was doing some other meditation before I got the Bhagavad Gita, some other bogus mantra. But when I got the Bhagavad Gita and I started chanting Hare Krishna, it's like, wow, this is a real mantra. And I stopped chanting the other mantra. And Prabhupada gives very clear understanding of why we chant the Hare Krishna mantra. So not only do you chant, but you understand why. So therefore the book distribution is so much important, so much emphasized by Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he passed this on to Srila Prabhupada. And these six words, if you get money, print books, change the life of millions of people around the world. Because Prabhupada, when he heard those words, it went into his ear, it went into his heart, and it never left. And those words also went into many other devotees' hearts and never left. So Prabhupada thought, oh, my guru was fond of books. So, of course, Prabhupada at that time, he was thinking, as we heard some days before, that he was thinking I would become wealthy and then I would help spread Krishna consciousness. But then Krishna took everything away. He became pretty much a pauper. He had nothing. Went to New York City, 40 rupees, couldn't even exchange it, nothing. Some of you may not know, but in Newsweek magazine many years ago, there was one article about the 10 people who were successful, became very successful after the age of 60. And Prabhupada was one of them. But little did they know, Prabhupada became successful after 70. When he arrived in New York City, he was 70 with nothing. Within 10 years, he was a multi-millionaire. And he might be the only one that became so successful after the age of 70. Pretty amazing, huh? So, even materially, Srila Prabhupada was a great success. What to speak of spiritually. One professor was saying how what Srila Prabhupada did was unprecedented. Never before done. In any religion, for instance, in Christianity, Jesus, he preached to his people. He was Jewish and he was preaching to the Jews. Yeah. And it expanded and expanded and became the great Christianity movement that we have now. Muhammad, he was preaching to the Muslims. Prabhupada left India. Of course, he tried preaching here in India. Not much success. He thought, all right, let me go to the West, as his spiritual master instructed him many years earlier. So he went there to America, where practically nobody had heard of Krishna. Never heard of Vaishnavism. Nothing. And planted Krishna consciousness in this country. And it spread all over the country. There was even one book called the Hare Krishna Explosion. Devotees were joining all over the place. There was one temple president in Denver. He was given a class at a university. And he just asked the students there, how many Hare Krishnas do you think there are here in Denver? And one student said, 25,000. And another, 30,000. Another 18,000. And he said, well, I won't tell you how many there are, but yeah, there's a lot, you know. But it turns out there's about 50. But because they were doing Harinam all over the place, they're thinking, it's Hare Krishna, they're like all over the place, you know. And the airports also. One person had been in an airport. I heard one nice story. One person was in the airport, and a devotee approached to sell a book to the person and said, no, I'm not interested. Thanks anyway. Then went to another airport. That was just a stopover. Went to another airport and saw another devotee. And again, no, thanks anyway. And that also was just a stopover. Then he ended up going to a smaller city. And there was another devotee there. And he thought, wow, you guys are everywhere. I guess I should take one of these books, you know. You guys just keep on approaching me. So finally he got a book. You know? So this is the Shakti. This is the Shakti of Srila Prabhupada. So why? Why were people joining the movement so much? Because Srila Prabhupada was pure. Because he was pure and he was gentle. And he was enthusiastic. He had all the 26 qualities of a Vaishnava. And therefore people were attracted. People were attracted to Srila Prabhupada. because of his sincerity, his purity, his desire. A devotee is paradukaduki. He sees others suffering, he gives pain. So Srila Prabhupada, he didn't like to see people suffering. So therefore he wanted everybody to hear about Krishna. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said there's two types of devotees. There's the Bhajananandi and there's the Gostiyanandi. The Bhajananandi, he likes to chant. Gostiyanandi likes to preach. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said the best devotee is the Bhajananandi that likes to preach. And that was Srila Prabhupada. He liked to chant. And therefore in Thompson Square Park, he was chanting, sometimes 4 hours a day, just chanting, chanting. People would become attracted. You know, he liked to chant. And he liked to preach. You know, so therefore his name is Bhakti Vedanta. He had so much knowledge. He had so much bhakti. It was overflowing. And it overflowed into America. And he touched so many hearts that they also wanted to do what Prabhupada was doing. Just like Mukunda Maharaj. Mukunda Das at the time. He left New York and he was just going to stop over in San Francisco and go to India. That was his plan. And Prabhupada just nonchalantly mentioned, well, maybe you could start something in San Francisco, see if you could do something. So he was from that area. So he met Syamasundar, and Guru Das, old friends, and they just started something there. And that Shakti of Srila Prabhupada was passed on to them. So much so that when Prabhupada arrived in the airport in San Francisco, there was 50 people chanting Hare Krishna in the airport on his arrival. Imagine the bliss. Imagine how happy Srila Prabhupada. He hadn't even preached, hadn't said one word yet in San Francisco. And there's 50 people chanting Hare Krishna when he arrives, and they're all giving him gifts. As he's walking by, they're all giving him gifts. So the culture is there also, giving some, a swami, some gift as he arrives. So it's like if you have an electric wire, a copper wire that's hot. If anybody touches it, you get electrocuted, right? And if someone touches that person, he gets electrocuted. Someone touches him, he gets the shock. Someone touches... I don't know how far that can go, but it goes for some time, right? Because the body is moist. So Prabhupada was like that. He would touch people's hearts, and they would go out to San Francisco, to Montreal, to Australia, to Europe. Sivananda went to Europe, Germany, by himself, and spread Krishna consciousness. Then Syamasundar, Mukunda, and Gurudas, they went to England. So devotees are just being sent all over the world with this Shakti of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, he asked one devotee, he was in a room with some devotees, and he asked one devotee to read from Krishna book. So the devotee asked Prabhupada, where would you like me to read from, Srila Prabhupada? He said, you could read from anywhere. My books are like sweet balls. Wherever you read, it's sweet. It's like wherever you bite a sweet ball, it's sweet. So wherever you read from my books, it's sweet. So when we're distributing books, according to this statement by Srila Prabhupada, we're not distributing books, we're distributing sweet balls that make people sweet. And I'll tell you an amazing example of this. There's one person in Los Angeles who was envious of devotees, and he would harass the devotees, call them names, sometimes push them, throw rocks, break windows in the temple. And one time the devotees were in the temple room, morning program, and a rock came through the window, and one devotee knew who it was, and he just became fed up. He said, I'm not going to take it anymore. So he ran out of the temple, and he saw the guy, and he started chasing him. He caught him, and he beat him up. Real bad. But this guy was impressed, because he thought the devotees were passive, you know, peaceful and passive. He had never been beat up before, and he was kind of like a tough guy. So he was impressed. These guys aren't, they're not sissies, you know. They're like, yeah. He was so impressed, believe it or not, he got some books and he started reading them. And he became even more impressed with the knowledge that he was reading. And he became a devotee. He became a huge book distributor. So here he was a demon. He became a devotee. Okay. Of course, we don't recommend this type of preaching. You know, usually it doesn't work that way. But this is an exception. You know, just beat the heck out of the guy. He became impressed. Started reading Prabhupada's books. Became a devotee. Yeah. Amazing. So Srila Prabhupada said, "This the mission of this movement is to turn the asuras into suras." And it's happening all over the world. So many of us were doing so many demoniac activities. You know? And now we're hearing and chanting, following the four regular principles, serving the mission of Srila Prabhupada. So this is the result of hearing the message of Krishna. And from hearing the message of Krishna, as it's mentioned here in this verse, Sukadeva Goswami says that this is the highest method of worshipping Krishna. Before reading Srila Prabhupada's books, I had no desire to worship God or to even serve God. There's no inclination there. But upon getting this knowledge, this very rich, pure knowledge, I went to the temple and I was impressed with everything. The deity worship, I'd never seen a deity. And probably 95% of us here never seen deities before we joined. But upon getting the knowledge, we went to the temple and we just accepted. You know, this is God. This is God. So by getting these books and practicing Krishna consciousness, devotees become very, very sweet, very nice devotees. I'll tell you, just on the side, I'll tell you a nice story. Some of you may not have heard this. If you've read this book by Mukunda Maharaj, you have, but it's one of the sweetest stories you've ever heard of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was in Los Angeles, and he went to visit some Indians who were ambassadors. I think they were ambassadors of India there in America. And Prabhupada was speaking to them. Mukunda was there. And when they were leaving, the lady gave Srila Prabhupada some packet of something. And when they were in the car, Prabhupada opened it up. And it was, they had been in one of these Arabic states, countries, and they had one of these huge dates, you know. The best dates in the world are there. You know. So Prabhupada opened up, he took a bite, and he handed it to Mukunda. Now this is before we knew anything about remnants, you know, the value of remnants. He had never had that experience that someone took a bite of something and then handed it here, you take some. So he was a little bit appalled at first, but then he thought, it's Swamiji, all right. So he took a bite and he handed it back to Prabhupada. Thinking, well, you could have the rest of it, yeah. And Prabhupada said, no, that's okay, yeah. So we finished it off, yeah. So Srila Prabhupada came and he taught us culture. He gave us so much knowledge and he taught us culture. He taught us about Krishna. He taught us so much about God. How much information is there about God in the world? Christianity or Islam? God is great, He's omniscient, He's omnipotent. Not much more. So we have so much information about God. Yeah. When I'm distributing books, when I get real fired up and I'm telling people about the books and I'm showing the pictures, I show them this picture of Krishna. So I ask them, have you heard of Krishna? And practically without exception, people have heard of Krishna. Very rarely has someone not heard of Krishna. That goes to the glory of Srila Prabhupada. So I show the picture of Krishna playing the flute. So I tell them, you know, Krishna, he's very expert at playing the flute. He jams on the flute. You know, he's really good on the flute. God is a musician. He's the best musician. Everything that Krishna does, he's the best at. He dances. There was one atheist. He said, Nietzsche said, when I hear that God dances, then I'll believe there's a God. Unfortunately, he never got to hear about Krishna. So God dances. And he is the best dancer. Yeah. So everything about Krishna is wonderful. So a devotee is not satisfied with his own hearing about Krishna, his own good fortune. He wants everybody to hear about Krishna. Yeah. Because they know that people will benefit. Prabhupada said, people just see a Sankirtan devotee, they benefit. They touch a book, they benefit. They read one line, he said it could change their life. And what did Lord Chaitanya say? Ata eva ami agyat dalun subhakare. This is a powerful statement by Lord Chaitanya. He says, I order. He doesn't give an option. He says, I order everyone to accept this Krishna consciousness and distribute it everywhere to everyone. Powerful statement. This is the desire of Lord Chaitanya. Yeah. And he's known as Patita Pavana Hetu Tava. He's the most munificent. He's the most kind avatar. Yeah. So, he's our master. And we're his servant. So servants should do what the master wants. Yeah. So we should distribute this knowledge far and wide for the benefit of others. Yeah. And Lord Krishna has a similar statement in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Uddhava Gita. He says, prana artha diya vache. He says, it is the duty of all living entities to dedicate their life for the benefit of others. So what better way to give our life for the benefit of others than to give this knowledge, than to give this wisdom? Sometimes people ask me when I'm distributing books, why are you doing this? So I tell them, we're trying to increase wisdom in the world. It's a big lack in society right now. So we're trying to increase wisdom. And they appreciate that. So, prana, artha, we should give our money for the benefit of others. Therefore, we have this shastra dan. All over the world, people are giving Lakshmi. They may not be able to go out, but that's another way to spread Krishna consciousness, is by giving Lakshmi. Diya, we should use our intelligence on how to spread Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said we should tax our brains on how to spread Krishna consciousness. Tax our brains. I don't think there's no one in this movement that's better at that than Vaisheshika Prabhu. He's like the personification of taxing your brain. He's so innovative on figuring out other ways. He's, right now he's probably trying to think of another way to distribute books or spread Krishna consciousness. It's just amazing. So we should use our intelligence on how to get people to accept Krishna consciousness. I was distributing books one time in Australia, door to door. And one man opened the door and he saw that I had a Bhagavad Gita in my hand. He said, "Not interested. I worship Satan." Well, you know this book? It's about God. So you should know your enemy. He said, "All right, good point. All right, I'll take one." So he gave a nice donation. Another time in Los Angeles, I was distributing books and I was speaking to one gentleman, showing the book to him, explaining the pictures, and he seemed like he was interested, but then he said, "Nah, not interested." Then Krishna gave me some intelligence. He said, so I said, "Up here, you're not interested, but here," I pointed to his heart, "here you're very interested." He said, "All right, you got me." Gave a nice donation, took the... I was just, again in the airport, I was distributing books in Los Angeles, and I approached one Indian man, offered the Bhagavad Gita to him. And the man said, "I have something to show you." And I was thinking he's going to show me another Bhagavad Gita. He pulls out the Bible. I said, "Well, isn't that ironic? Here I am, an American, offering you the Bhagavad Gita from India. You're from India, and you're showing me that you have the Bible." So I said, "You know, I've read the Bible. Have you read the Bhagavad Gita?" He said, "No." I said, "Well, you should also read the Bhagavad Gita." He said, "Okay, I'll take it." So, people are looking for these books. Not everyone, of course. But a lot of people are looking for this knowledge. So, if we go out, we'll find them. Yeah. We'll find them. Krishna will give us direction. So prana, artha, dhyā, vacha. And we should use our words for the benefit of others. And when you're distributing books, you're constantly speaking. So when we're distributing books, we're doing these things. All these things that Krishna is asking us to do are being done on book distribution. And it's such a nice activity. One of the things that Vaisheshika Prabhu says to the devotees when they're just the beginners, it's fun. Book distribution is fun. I remember before I joined, I had some spiritual moments. And I was praying to God, "Please God, whatever it is I do in this life, please allow me to do something that I like doing." So then when I heard about book distribution, living at the temple for a while, then I learned about book distribution, I liked it so much. Of course, in the beginning it was a little difficult. Yeah? Just like in the mode of goodness, it's like poison in the beginning, right? Nectar in the end. So if you continue doing this book distribution, you're going to find that it's great fun. Yeah? It's so much fun. Sometimes I'm on book distribution and I'm smiling all day long. I'm just smiling all day long, and believe it or not, I get smile muscle sores. So I have to massage my mouth. Any book distributors ever have that problem? Look at that, some hands going up. Yeah, so you want to have that. It's a nice problem to have, you know. Your smile muscles start hurting, so you got to massage them, you know. I mean, how many people have that problem while they're working, yeah? It's a wonderful activity, book distribution. So I encourage you to please pick it up get into this book distribution. We want to increase every year. Prabhupada wanted that. Actually, his desire was to double it every year. We didn't double it from last year, but at least we increased. So to do that, we have to get more book distributors. So on that note, we're going to give the awards. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So, I'm going to follow in the footsteps of Vaisheshika Prabhu, who's my Sangirtan guru. What he does is he focuses mainly on team Sangirtan, not on individuals, because when you focus on individuals, sometimes the people that aren't doing so good, they kind of feel a little forlorn. They don't feel good. I couldn't do as big as him. And sometimes the people that are number one, they kind of get like this, you know. I've been distributing now for 4 decades, and I've seen a lot of devotees that were number one, and sometimes they get affected, you know. So his program is he focuses on the team. One for all for one. Team. So we're going to start doing that now. So we're going to do through continents. So this is the first continent we're going to mention here is Africa. And it'll be the number one, two, and three temples in Africa. So this is from Kisumu, Kenya, Africa. This is their 9,494 book points, third place. Is there somebody here from Kenya? How about just Africa in general? Yes, Prabhu, please, Prabhu. We have a Swami here. Please, Prabhu, bring it back to him. Can you bring it back to him? We have one of the most wonderful, humble sannyasis here who will bring it on to the devotees there in Kenya. In second place, with 12,517 book points, Phoenix, Mauritius, Africa. Is anyone here from Mauritius? Give that to Maharaj. Might as well wait there, Maharaj. There might be another one here for you. So, in first place, with 32,929 book points, Durban, South Africa. Ah, here's somebody from Durban. Maharaj. Here, pass it back to Maharaj. This is, bring that to Maharaj. This is from Australia. In third place, with 22,131 book points, Melbourne, Australia. Rupa Raghunath Prabhu, please. You could pass it on. Rupa Raghunath Prabhu has been distributing books in Australia for 30 years. He's the number one book distributor in Australia and a very, very dear friend. One time I said to Rupa, we should just keep on distributing books till into our 70s. He said, 70s? We should keep on distributing into our 90s. That's the mood of Rupa Raghunath Prabhu. In second place, with 28,999 book points, Sydney, North Australia. Anybody here from Sydney? You live in Sydney also? Here's our BBT man in Sydney. And he also distributes books. Where do you go? Thank you. I'm sure there's someone here from this country. In first place, with 29,110 book points, Auckland Loft, New Zealand. Someone here from New Zealand? There must be. Yes, please come.
Krishna Graj.
She's a book distributor?
Krishna Dvaj.
No, that's mother-in-law.
Oh. That's the mother-in-law. Sorry.
Rasa Yatra.
Rasa Yatra Mataji. She's a book distributor from the old days. Thank you. Wait, you got to pose for a picture. Okay, now, from South America, in third place, with 47,270 book points, Mexico City, Mexico. Anyone here from Mexico? Okay, I'm going there, so I'll pass it on to him. In second place, with 74,370 book points, Cuéramo, Mexico. Sachi Chinoy Prabhu is here. Sachi Chinoy Prabhu here, he's been distributing books for 40 years. 30 years in the Los Angeles airport, and then 10 years, 33 years in the Los Angeles airport, and now 7 years he's been going to colleges. First place in South America with 78,936 book points. Actually, all these points are by one person. And it's in, this is from Nitai Goranga Traveling Sankirtan Party. And that Traveling Sankirtan Party is one person. Chaitanya Charan, what's his name? Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu, is he here? Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu, is he here? He's not here? Oh, I think he's in Mayapur. Anyway, we'll get it to him. He's the number one book distributor in the world. I asked Hanuman Prabhu, who's the BBT organizer there, how does he do so big? He said he's just completely focused, just totally focused on getting Prabhupada's books. So that's very important, just be so focused, you know, just get the books to the people. He's actually he's half Brazilian and half Japanese. So he's got that Japanese in him, hard working. Yeah, very hard worker. So now with Europe, third place with 76,587 book points, London, Soho, England. Anybody here from London? Ah, yes, we have our pujari there who also distributes books. So here's an example. He's the head pujari in London, but he knows that if I distribute books, this is the best way to worship Krishna, Sri Sri Radha Landanishwar. So he's a really, really good pujari. Thank you, Prabhu. In second place, with 89,264 book points, Sankirtan Dham, Traveling Sankirtan in Italy. Anybody here from Italy? Nobody. Okay, we'll get it over to him. In first place, with 90,000 and 38 book points, Bhaktivedanta Manor, England. Anybody here from the manor? Yes. Hare Krishna. Were you a book distributor too? Are you still a book distributor? Huyibu! Okay. Now, with Russia. In third place, 58,624 book points, Moscow, Goloka Dham, Russia. Anybody else here from Moscow? Okay. Smita Krishna. Smita Krishna Prabhu is one of the biggest distributors in Russia. And I have a... How many years have you been distributing books in Russia? How many years?
Too long enough.
15 years. I'll tell you a nice pastime of him with the Russian police. He was distributing books in the subway. It's cold in Russia, you know, December. You can imagine, it's cold. He's in the subway distributing books. And a policeman comes and says, "You can't do that here. Come on, get out of here." He said, but we have to defeat America. Please, let us stay." And the officer paused for a moment. He said, "Okay, go ahead." Now, usually they beat America. But now, as some of you might know, there's some restrictions. They're arresting devotees now, unfortunately. It's becoming almost like communist Russia again. So there's no freedom. Although in Moscow, it's not a problem, right? Some places in Russia, it's a problem. They get arrested. So we should all pray to Sri Sri Radha Madhava. Actually, right now, let's all do a little prayer. A little silent prayer that the devotees in Russia will be free to again distribute books in Russia. Because it's a great place for distribution. They're usually number two in the world. This time they're number three. America beat them. So, in second place, with 65,343 book points, St. Petersburg, Russia. You're a book distributor there? Jai, Haribo. There's another book distributor from St. Petersburg. What is your name? Arjuna Jivanadas. First place. With 188,057 book points, Moscow, Russia. Can you imagine how pleased Prabhupada would be to hear how millions and millions and millions of books are going out in Russia? Come. And he started it, that first Bhagavad Gita, you know, in Russia. He preached to that first person. What was his name? Ananta Shanti. He preached to that first person and he got that Shakti from Prabhupada. Amazing. He spoke to him just two times and he got that Shakti. He became convinced. I mean, that's amazing. Prabhupada's just like unbelievable, you know, what he did. Just a couple meetings and he was convinced. He just started preaching like anything. Spreading Krishna consciousness in Russia. It's like inconceivable. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And now, America, third place, with 99,243 book points, Rupanuga Vedic College. And one of the big distributors, we have Parameshwar here, right? Parameshwar, he is the leader. He's the general of this party. He's completely fixed on distributing Srila Prabhupada's books to his last breath. He said to me, Vijay, the way I want to leave this body is, excuse me, sir. And then he leaves his body. Yeah? Got a book in his hand, giving it to somebody. Okay, in second place, with 174,884 book points, Silicon Valley, USA. Come on. And we have Navina Nirada Prabhu, who's been distributing books since 1984. Yeah. And he's now distributing books on the order of his spiritual master, Radhana Swami, all over the Bay Area, San Francisco and San Jose. And so he's taken shelter of very good shelter, Vaisheshika Prabhu, Radhana Swami. He distributed, how many books did you distribute last year? 15,000? Pretty good. Very good, huh? In first place in America with 178,093 book points, Los Angeles, California, USA. And we have Ananda Kirtan. Ananda Kirtan here. He is the number, what are you, number two in the world or three? What is it? What is it? Tell me. Four. Number four in the world. Huge. Very, very humble Vaishnava. Goes to all the universities around California and Washington and Oregon, and goes on the concert tours. And very, although he's doing so huge, very humble Vaishnava. Okay, now, with the number one continent on the planet, India, third place with 400, actually, third place is Bombay, but Bombay, they sent their scores too late. So we had to put Pune. So Pune is number four. So this is fourth place. With 476,841 book points, Pune, India. Anybody here from Pune? Okay, I'm going to visit there. I'll give it to them. They're all fired up distributing books. Okay, in second place in India and the world with 982,826 book points, New Delhi, India. Haribo! Thank you. What's his name? I forgot. Madhusundar Prabhu. He was the number one book distributor for years and years and years. And he's still up there. As Gopal Krishna Maharaj said, you know, New Delhi was number one for 5 years in a row. Remember that? And then Mayapur beat him. And what did Maharaj say when he was speaking? He said, yeah, it got to be too much, you know. So Madhusundar said, oh, it's kind of getting too much, you know. So number one, first place in India and the world with 1,102,072 book points, Mayapur, India. Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. So this is Gora Dham Das. He's the Sankirtan. Not the Sankirtan leader, but the Sankirtan in charge, book distribution here in Mayapur. So he's encouraging the book distributors here. Thank you. So it's interesting that it all started right here. This movement started right here in Mayapur with Lord Chaitanya's appearance. And now it's the number one temple in the world, competing with New Delhi. Every year there's this close competition now. New Delhi and Mayapur. So Prabhu, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.